I was, before we really started to go forward and follow the initiative of Stargate, and it was just downloaded to me one day when I was sitting in the hot tub. I was by myself, and we had this hot tub with this little, inside of a fairy ring, so it was, I called it my cathedral, because it was these beautiful redwood trees that created the enclosure for it. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I got this download that I needed to start this class called Stargate. Now, this was before there was a Stargate television show and all that, you know. See, my son is, my eldest son is named Kirk, and my youngest son is named Scott. And they are almost 40 years old, so it was before Star Trek. So this dropped in. So I just kind of have a way, I guess, sometimes of doing that. So Stargate came into being that same kind of way. And I was sitting in the hot tub, and she said to me, because she's the one that gives me all these things to do, she said to me, I want you to start this class named Stargate, and it's going to be done over 5 extended weekends to come on Thursday. We leave on Sunday. Each weekend we'll focus on the steps that it takes to bring vision into reality, to manifest vision into its manifestation, to actualize it. And the first weekend is going to be about preparation. And the second weekend is going to be about purification. The third one is about initiation. Fourth one is integration. Fifth one is actualization. Those are the steps you have to take a vision to make it into an actualized state here, now, in this plane of existence. So she didn't tell me any more than that. She said it was not going to be a lot of intellectual sharing. It was going to be an alchemical process that would allow people to jump in wherever their learning had taken them, and it would meet them where they are and help them realign themselves with their soul's purpose. She said, she gave me the names of the first people I was supposed to send a letter to, people I had worked with. We had more than one level of the school at that point in time. It has evolved, and I'll share more about that as we get along to this evening. And there was one class that I was pulling from these people that had been through a lot of work, and we had done a lot of things together over the years. And I sent it out, like she said, and if the class filled up, I had 2 classes. One, actually, we had one for couples, a very small class for couples, and then we had one that where individuals were coming into it. And eventually we had one, too, that was for the public more. I think it's the only time that we did that. And that's, they all said yes, and so all of a sudden I had to find a retreat center, so I got that all fixed up. It was Russ and I doing all that we do now with a huge team of people. I don't know how we did it then. But we did it all but the cooking, and I had a cook. We hired a cook. And then I waited for the rest of the instruction, you see. And she wasn't talking. I was meditating. Do not get upset now. You know, don't get caught in your little self here. Mom! We've got everybody coming. We have the place. Now, what are the weekends? What's preparation? Just give me preparation. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it was time to go to the workshop, and we got our car, and we just packed everything we could think we possibly might need, and we put it all into the car, and we drove to Carmel, where we were having this first workshop. And on the way to Carmel, she gave me the download. That's what this weekend's going to be about. I was taking notes, and Russ and I were talking, and we got there, and we put on this weekend, and it blew us away. It was like when this powerful moment came with the grandmothers, when they all came together, and something sat down with them. When they sat down, it blew us away. It was that same level of authentic energy that you can't house in any way. It comes when it wants to. And it did. And we were packing the car when we left, and we were like, what was that? We don't know. We're in for the next weekend. So every single weekend that year came the same way. Just at the very last minute, she would give me the recipe, the next part of the recipe. It is an alchemical process. I cannot tell you, after almost two decades of it working, how it works. I can just tell you that it does work. It is called in many different people from all over the world, from many different countries, many different languages, and in all different kinds of walks of life, from physicians to judges to attorneys to movie makers to authors to body workers to mothers to grandmothers to... The whole gamut is there. We have never really done much advertising with Stargate. It's more by word of mouth that it has occurred over the years, because it's such a dynamic process. We do have a bit of didactic, so you can get something to feed your mind a little bit, but mostly it's an experiential process that you dip into, and out of that process, things are revealed and you begin to remember. And false parts of yourself fall off. It's a place where we say, when we circle up, we came to be real. We are so tired of putting on masks and trying to do what everybody else thinks we should be about. Our only commitment is that we really want to walk around in the world and be authentic. And we want to be able to come to a community that allows that work to happen, because it's not always clean. It's messy when you fall apart sometimes. It's also nice to have your community there to witness when you come back together. And the steps along the way that are initiatory in this walk of walking in your authenticity and connecting with your soul, the heart of your soul. I remember when I was going through my own awakening process, and I really, all of a sudden, the insight arrived. You know, there's not good and bad or right and wrong. This is a world of paradox, so you will find that matter. But it's really about conscious and unconscious material here. And when I'm in an unconscious state, I hurt things without intention. I step on things the wrong way. I say the wrong words. I go unconscious. When I'm conscious, when I'm fully present in my skin, you don't do that. Your goodness walks around, and you see where someone is, and you understand those things. Or if you fall unconscious, you go, excuse me, I just fell unconscious. That's such a different thing than defending my need to be unconscious, you see. So our first commitment to circle, these kinds of circles, is that I want to wake up. I want to be a awake person. That's my contribution to this planet at this moment in time. So that's how Stargate, that's what Stargate has been, it has cultivated, and I would say watered those seeds of awareness that are sitting in you. It's not something we do to you. It's something that you do for yourself. What we do is create a safe container so that you and your spirit can meet and talk and begin to have relations. We also cultivate the idea that it's okay to make yourself familiar with the divine. It's okay to have relations with it. It's okay to have relations with the unknown. And I know that some of my students at some point would start shaking me and say, tell me what this is all about. And I would say, you've been telling me you wanted a relationship with the unknown, and now you want me to explain the unknown. Are you listening? Because it's an unexplainable experience, and it's only your experience. So we're not here to imply or impose a reality upon you. We're not here to do that at all. We're here to create a space where you can come to your own understanding of what your reality is. I was trained for 3 years at the Jung Institute. I believe in individuation. I went over there with my two small children and a husband then, not this one, and started to study about how to work with dreams and how to talk and have dialogue and make relations with the unknown and with our unconscious material, and how the psyche works through patterns and symbols, not words. And so how do we work that same way in creating healing processes? So within the Stargate formula, that's the mix of it all. And so everybody enters at their own place, and they find their own place. And we're there to help serve and hold and massage and make you as comfortable while you're birthing yourself, you know, while you go through the contractions of birth. So Stargate, this is how Stargate happened. And we thought, I always said, and I still say, even 17, 18 years later, I still say, this may be the last year. I thought there was going to be 1 year of this. And what it became then was a cornerstone to building community. And it was the way when we all lived together that everybody was required that lived up on the mountain with us to be in Stargate, because we wanted to have one way of relating and speaking and languaging with each other. And we wanted to have a way of handling our conflicts, a way to resolve those kinds of things. And we knew when we lived together or worked together, we will come up against each other's own biological biographies and wounds and things like that. And so how do you work those things out? If your intention is about consciousness, if your intention is about being fully present, then we have to put the value over there and find ways that heal and work with that which has been wounded, which is our karma, which is the package of karma that we're born with. And so we can move into our dharma, into a way of taking that lesson and transcending it and integrating it so that we can move forward with our work in the world in a conscious, wet manner. That's really what it's all about. People, when they finished Stargate, liked it so much that nobody wanted it to stop. So it grew other parts of itself and continued. She gave us more formulas, and in that process, or right before we started Stargate, even one of those processes became Mayatri, breathwork. Mayatri comes from the Buddhist tradition, and it means to embrace oneself, all of oneself, in a friendly way.